You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Taku Taike.
Yesterday, Finance Minister Nicola Willis announced plans to combat the supermarket duopoly between Foodstuffs and Woolworths. This could include breaking up or restructuring the current change, with Cabinet also announcing a formal request for information, or RFI, into the matter. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp about this announcement and whether she and the party thinks this will be enough to address food accessibility in Aotearoa. We also discussed the comments made by Green MP Tamatha Paul about the police and whether she believes these comments have become sensationalised. Finally, we discussed the party's calls for mandatory police body cameras. But first, I started off by asking Kemp about how the party are feeling about Nicola Willis's most recent announcements into the supermarket duopoly.
The Te Pāti Māori have long identified the duopoly as a significant problem when it comes to the profit those companies are making. $1 million a day. You know, we've got a high cost of living, and I don't know, you know, it just seems ridiculous that we're paying $10 for a pound of butter. And a third competitor would be nice, but, you know, what about looking at, you know, an onshore group, local, like an iwi, that might be able to do this for us instead of taking it offshore again.
You briefly touched on this in that previous answer, but through the RFI, the government will look into regulatory and legislative changes that may be necessary. What regulatory and legislative measures would Te Pāti Māori like to see to tackle the power the supermarket duopoly has in the sector?
Well, we need to look at tax. You know, we worry about the pockets of our whānau. There's a massive cost of living. And there needs to be a tax for foreigners, that foreign companies that are here making money off our communities. So we would look at some form of companies tax. But it's a multifaceted issue, and it requires an overhaul of taxation incentives and other things. It's not just one or the other. It needs a better tax. It needs to look at some New Zealand opportunity to be able to do this.
Despite welcoming the potential intervention into the duopoly, the Labour Party's Commerce and Consumer Affairs spokesperson, Arena Williams, accused the government of paying lip service to their promises and was hoping for a bigger announcement. Are these commitments enough to tackle how inaccessible food is for a lot of New Zealanders in our supermarkets?
Look, we all know that there's a massive cost of living, and it does need to be more done. It needs to be done sooner because our people are starving, and nobody can afford to buy food at these astronomical rates. So, you know, the government needs to put their money where their mouths are.
On to our second topic. Last week, Green MP Tamatha Paul criticised police operations in Aotearoa, saying that some people felt unsafe because of police patrols, among other things. Prime Minister Chris Luxon says she is in la-la land, with opposition leader Chris Hipkins calling her ill-informed. Do you believe these reactions from political figures are warranted, or do you believe this whole thing has become quite sensationalised?
Look, I really take offence to white men criticising Māori woman. And that's what it is at the end of the day. A Māori woman who is passionate about the rights of our people being, yes, you're right, centralised. And I think it's really offensive that the Prime Minister, but not just the Prime Minister, there were other members in the House during the week criticising her. And as Māori women, we need to be able to look after each other and stand up for each other. And it's unacceptable to treat a Māori woman in that way. Now, what the Green Party say and do is completely up to them. But what I do agree on is that the institution has continued to lock us up and throw away the keys to reintegration and rehab into the communities, and it's our people that are getting locked up.
Moving on to our final topic, which is Te Pāti Māori calling for a mandatory police body cameras. The report, Understanding Police Delivery, which was released last year, says there is a bias and structural racism in the country's police system and that Māori men are more likely to be stopped, prosecuted and tasered. Why now is the party urging for mandatory police body cameras?
Well, let's just look at some of the issues we've seen recently. In the past month, an 11-year-old autistic Māori child forcibly medicated at the Henry Bennett Centre. A 16-year-old Māori boy that had his jaw broken. We've had, in Napier, we've had the Kaumātua Dean Whitcliffe, you know, who went on a hunger strike after being beaten by a prison guard. And then Sam Matue, who was tasered. And they were all Māori. We want to see that there is clear evidence in the way that the police are handling our people.
If mandatory police body cameras were to be implemented, do you believe we could see the concerns around systemic racism alleviated, or is this just one part of a wider problem needing to be addressed?
I think it's one part of the issue that needs to be addressed, but it would make a huge, huge turnaround and change in the way police brutality is seen.
And what would that turnaround look like for you?
Well, you'd be able to definitely see who is at fault in these brutalities without our own people being, cornered and said that it is just them. You know, it's always a one-sided story and it's never in the favour of our people. And this way, you will see the true judgment of our people.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp on Nicola Willis's plans to combat Aotearoa's supermarket duopoly. Green MP Tamatha Paul's comments about police and the party's recent calls for mandatory police body cameras.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.